Members of Australia's Muslim community say they're shocked and dismayed by today's news poll finding that 44% of Australians want to follow the US president's lead and make it harder for people from seven Muslim-majority nations to enter the country. Sean Rubenstein Dunlop filed this report from Lakemba in Sydney's southwest.
Our Australian have changed since the time that I grew up into. When I go outside of Lakemba, I felt that it is not safe anymore, like it used to be.
Alima Builder has lived in Lakemba for 20 years and runs a cafe on bustling Holden Street. She was born in Australia and says she never faced any hatred until the world changed more than 15 years ago.
I remembered when it was 9/11, that was a big problem. And my daughter had a racist comment and somebody tried to take off the hijab. But I thought it was all finished, you know, because it's been so long. But here we go, it's starting again.
Alima Builder is shocked by a news poll published today finding 44% of people believe Australia should follow US President Donald Trump's lead and make it harder for people from seven Muslim-majority nations to travel here. But others on Holden Street aren't surprised.
Well, I wouldn't have a surprise about that, as the Muslims get a lot of hatred in Australia at the moment. I've seen it in front of my own eyes.
Sam Dibb is 22 years old and has grown up in the post-September 11 world. His parents came to Australia as refugees in the 70s.
My dad's Lebanese and my mum's Syrian, and all her family is in Syria at the moment. Her sister and her brother actually migrated to Australia through the United Nations. They helped them out and they brought them to Australia, and they're living now very happily.
So under a migration ban like Donald Trump's, your mum and her family wouldn't be allowed to come to Australia. How does that make you feel?
Very upsetting, because we're all human beings at the end. They want to live, we want to live, everyone wants to live. No one wants to be killed in a war where a bomb hits you for no reason.
Munzero Bede owns a hairdresser's business on Holden Street and says he's faced hatred too.
We have some problem. I went on holiday before to Wollongong. I have my child, it's 5 year old, they're playing with the Aussie child. And some people, they come in Aussie, they say, do not play with the terrorism.
Did you say that somebody told a child not to play with your child, saying that they were a terrorist?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. The way they know they are Muslim, because my wife, she wearing scarf, I was very angry.
Am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised. It doesn't obviously make me personally happy, but I think that this is an opportunity for our minority groups to come about and speak up, because this isn't what this country is built on.
Mohammed Shami is a 23-year-old uni student. He believes today's poll is a wake-up call.
We just hope that they definitely take into consideration that this country, the people that worked hard in this country, the people that helped establish this country with other folks from other traditions, some of them were Muslim too.
That's Mohammed Shami, an Australian Muslim from Lakemba, speaking to our reporter Sean Rubenstein Dunlop.